How's it going?
Good. Way to cheat. You can't just enter the room and record immediately. That's cheating.
That's what I used to do at the beginning when we started this podcast.
I know. And then you stopped because it was cheating.
Yeah, and then I started doing it again because, well, why not?
I just told you why.
This is going to be a very fun edit. In the background of all of my audio is going to be two dogs chewing on bones. Yeah, they don't care about audio quality, apparently.
Well, apparently you haven't taught them well enough.
What, am I supposed to teach them how to ride a Roomba?
Or that, or how to make good audio quality. They obviously, you need to teach them to move in front of the mic to do it. And make sure that they speak directly into the mic like they're supposed to.
Let's start small. I'll go buy a $700 Roomba, and then I'll teach them to ride on top of it.
I can hear them today.
I think if I can teach them to do that, then I'll be able to teach them proper mic technique.
Okay.
Until then, though, I think I'll just have to settle with knowing that the listeners this week are going to be hearing chewing noises for the entire episode.
Maybe they'll get hungry.
I highly doubt it. They only eat once a day.
I meant our listeners.
Oh. Okay, I didn't know you transitioned off of dogs.
I transitioned into dad jokes.
Of course you did, which is why it went right over my head.
Yep.
You know, I really need to quit looking at the news on Reddit when I'm sitting there at work.
Is it depressing?
Well, the first thing I see is Arizona is planning on taxing porn to build the wall.
You pay for porn?
No. And wait.
Then how are they going to tax it?
That's a good question. I mean, the internet is full of free things of every variety. I mean, computer porn, car porn, YouTube porn, even pen porn. You don't have to go out and buy a Nokia. You can just look at it on nibs.com.
Or you can let a famous photographer take photos of it.
There is that as well. You know, in the context of this conversation, nibs.com really isn't the best of URLs.
Yeah.
Same thing with that old website, Pen Island. Yeah.
Or Big Juicy Nibs.
Oh, there's nothing safe on the internet anymore.
Nope.
But yeah, I saw that headline and the first thing that I did was facepalm hard enough that I had a mark on my forehead for about 30 minutes afterwards.
Way to go.
Yeah. A couple of my coworkers asked me who I slapped and I just pointed at my forehead and I was like, myself. And then they asked why, and I'm like, I don't know if I can actually talk about this at work.
And what was their response?
They looked at me like I lost my mind, which is kind of a consistent look for what I get when I'm there. They consistently look at me like I'm crazy.
I do that sometimes.
What? Look at me like I'm crazy?
Yeah. You don't see it?
No, I don't. What do? Just stare at the blue dot next to my name?
Most of the time.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Although, to be fair, I'd kind of do the same thing.
Well, then what's the problem?
I don't know. I don't know. It seems a little bit weird sometimes.
Lots of things are a little bit weird. Doesn't stop people from doing it.
Well, that's true. Like putting pineapple on pepperoni pizza?
That's not weird. That's just wrong. It's a waste of pepperoni. It's a waste of pineapple, and it's a waste of pizza.
Pineapple is just a waste completely.
What?
Okay, name one good use for pineapple.
Eating?
With what?
Just pineapple.
Pineapple by itself is already bad, which means pineapple mixed. Yes, it is.
Have you ever had good pineapple? Fresh pineapple?
Yes, I have.
From a store?
No.
Okay.
Like, actually from a tree in Southern California.
Southern California doesn't grow proper pineapples. You gotta go to Hawaii for that.
Okay, I've never been to Hawaii, so sue me.
But you did get it off a tree, so I'll give you that.
Same thing with the coconut that I've had. Although, actually, the fun thing about coconuts, coconut can actually kill me.
Are you allergic to coconut?
Yeah, I found out the hard way.
After you ate a ton of it?
Mm-hmm. And yet I love pina coladas.
It's probably not smart.
I just have to make sure that they're using, like, artificial flavoring for it. And, yeah, then I can actually drink one.
Hmm. I can't say I've had a lot of pina coladas. I think the most pina colada I've ever had is the pina colada. Was it the lollipop? Or is that Jolly Rancher?
Yeah, I think it's Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, that's the most pina colada I've had.
I try to reserve pina coladas for when I'm on cruises. I like to stagger my drinks, so I'll go a triple shot of whiskey, then a pina colada, then a triple shot of whiskey, then a pina colada.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's probably not the healthiest thing to do on a cruise ship, but hey, if you know what you're doing, you can get free alcohol pretty much every night on the ship.
Yeah, that's you get the drinks package.
Even without the drinks package, man, save your money.
How do you get free alcohol on a ship without the drinks package?
So if you go on Carnival cruises and you do like a short 3 or 4 day cruise, even a 5 day cruise, really, you've got your return cruiser night, which during the whole game night thing that they do, you get free alcohol. Then you've got captain's dinner night, which you get free alcohol for that. Then if you go on any type of holiday weekend, the day of the holiday, you get free alcohol there as well. And some of the wine tastings are also free.
I can't sail to Alaska in 2 to 5 days.
Okay, so I would end up getting the drink package for an Alaska cruise.
Is Alaska that bad that you need the drink package?
No, but I'd only get free alcohol 2 nights of the cruise. I mean, an Alaska cruise is only entertaining during the day. You have to pass the time at night somehow. I think I broke you.
I'm looking at cruises.
Oh, God. I didn't hear your telltale keyboard, so I didn't know what you were doing.
That's because I already typed in Carnival like 10 minutes ago.
Of course you did. And now
you're looking at cruise packages. Where does it show, like, the dinners and stuff?
It's just stuff that you have to know.
Well, I don't know these types of things.
Okay, every cruise has one captain's dinner. If you've been on a cruise with the cruise line before, either the first night or the second night is the welcome back aboard soiree that they throw.
Oh, well, I can't do that. I've never been on a cruise before.
Well, that just means you have to take me on a cruise with you so you can go ahead.
Oh, so now I'm Mr. Moneybags.
No, in this situation, I'm Mr. Moneybags. Because then you get to take advantage of the stuff that I get to do as a return cruiser because you're my plus three, actually. They let you bring in 3 guests for that stuff. So option number 2, you leave me here in the States and you go on the cruise. You find someone that's been on the cruise before, buddy up to them, and take advantage of them to be their plus 2 or plus 3.
Hmm.
There's no downside here.
Well, there is one downside.
You have to talk to another human being.
I'm on a boat and I don't have my flippy floppies.
You could take your flippy floppies with you.
But will T-Pain be there?
You'd have to make sure that you're on one of the specialty cruises for that.
Damn it, you're ruining it.
I know, I tried so hard to navigate around that joke. It was a Titanic situation.
And it went well underwater.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to find the punchline for another 86 years.
Well, at least you won't have to dodge an iceberg.
Well, at least I know my heart will go on.
All right, I'm done with this train of thought.
I was about to say, if you said something about offering the, like, draw me like one of those French girls, I was going to quit the podcast immediately. Damn it. Now I've got that song stuck in my head.
You're welcome. I've never seen that movie.
Yeah. That's what I got for dating girly girls.
I actually have no idea if I actually seen that movie.
You are a lucky person. I highly recommend for anyone who still hasn't seen it, don't see it. It's a waste of 3.5 hours.
You know, it's not a waste of 3.5 hours, even though I've heard lots of negativity about it.
What's that?
Well, actually, it was only 2.5, but Star Wars The Last Jedi, I enjoyed it.
I still have to see it.
It's on Netflix.
I don't have Netflix.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I have Amazon Prime and YouTube Premium, since they quit calling it YouTube Red.
I think YouTube Red was a poor choice of names.
Yeah, I think they were trying to cash in on the whole Apple mindset of product red and all that good stuff.
See, I was thinking along a completely different train of thought.
Well, YouTube Red sounds like YouTube Bread. And
no, I was thinking something else.
You're always thinking something else, and I can't read your mind.
Isn't there a red tube?
Oh, God. Damn it, Phil.
And that's why I thought it was a poor choice in name.
And that's why Arizona should tax porn. Actually, no, that still doesn't circle back around to it.
No, that doesn't work.
I tried to justify their position, but I just can't.
Just not coming to their point of view?
I'm just going to go ahead and take a sip of my wine spritzer now. Wow. Are you sure we shouldn't just call this podcast Freaking with Phil?
Shouldn't it be Freaking with Evgeny?
No. No. No, no. No, no, no. No, no.
Yeah.
You have to have alliteration, and Freaking with Phil has the alliteration.
No, it doesn't.
Although Freaking with Phil sounds like Frenching with Freak, which was that whole skit that they used to do on Freakazoid. You do remember the cartoon Freakazoid, right?
No.
Okay. Try to find a clip of Freakazoid. It's very interesting. And as one of their obligatory We're a Cartoon on Nickelodeon things that they had to do, they had this segment called Frenching with Freak. Well, Frenching with Freakazoid. Where he would go through a couple of French phrases.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, that show.
But I don't remember Frenching with Freak.
Yeah, the whole omelette du fromage thing was just... The way that they did that skit was just wrong on so many levels.
Kids' cartoons were wrong on so many levels, but that's so the adults could stand to be in the room.
Did you ever hear the theory about Doug being a cartoon from the point of view of a paranoid schizophrenic?
I don't think so.
Yeah, when you read that theory about it, it is some messed up stuff, man.
Well, what about Rugrats? That one was pretty messed up.
Yeah, the theory there was Angelica had brain damage because she thought the babies could actually talk to her.
Well, no, there's another theory that the twins
mm-hmm.
are make-believe because there is a miscarriage and she didn't know if it was going to be a brother or a sister. And they're just figments of her imagination. So she didn't know which sibling she'd have, so she had both.
Oh, yeah. I remember that theory. Dude. Wow, that just got really heavy really quick. And these were the shows that we used to watch as kids.
Uh-huh.
No wonder we're f***ed up.
Wait a minute, what were the twins' names?
Lil and Phil. Philip and Lillian something or other. Let's see, you had Tommy, Chucky, Lil and Phil, Angelica. What was, when they tried to just extend the series longer than it needed to be, what was the newborn's name? Oh, I have no clue. It's, yeah. By that point, I had already gotten too old for that show and moved on to things like Dexter's Laboratory.
So, I don't know where I was getting the twins were made up.
No, that's actually a theory. I saw it before, I think, on Reddit.
Right, well, here's that theory. And it doesn't mention Phil or Lil.
Really?
Yeah. Chucky died in 86, along with his mother. Tommy was a stillborn, which is why Stu is constantly making toys for him. Oh, okay, yep, there it is. DeVille's had an abortion in 90, and Angelica couldn't figure out whether it be a boy or a girl, thus creating the twins. I was looking for names, not twin.
Wow, okay, that just... Yeah? Yeah? The bad thing is that theory makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I'm going to go think about my life now. Thank you, Phil.
I'm sorry I ruined your evening. You can always try some of the YouTube Premium before they tax it in Arizona.
No. Just no.